Now, will you notice verse 11 here? He says, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children. Now, that word comforted is not our word comfort. That was back in the mother's side. Here, it's the word persuade. Now, let's look at all of these. First of all, he said, we exhorted you. Now, that word is the word parakaleo, and it's the same word that's used for the Holy Spirit. That means, Paul says, he came to the side of them to help them, to entreat them, to convict them. And you remember the Lord Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit is come, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And I've always felt that you never present the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit until you present it as something that the Holy Spirit can convict men of, and they can convict them of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Those three elements are always in the gospel. Now, Paul says that's the way that he presented it, as a father, you see. Now, he persuaded them. Now, he did use an urgency. He urged man, I beseech you. He could beseech them, and that should be the way that we should present it today. Now, charged here actually has a note of severity, of discipline. It is a virile word, a robust word, a firm word, a masculine word, if you please. Now, will you forgive me for saying this? And I don't want to be ugly, but I guess I am going to be just a little ugly here about this. There is a whole lot of sissy preaching today. And I mean sissy preaching. These nice little sermonettes given by preacherettes to Christianettes. And that just turns you off, and there's no gospel net there, you can be sure of. This little urgency. Somebody has defined the average church service in a liberal church is where a mild-mannered man gets up before a group of mild-mannered people and he urges them to be more mild-mannered. Oh, that is sickening, friends. That type of thing. I generally at Easter time like to get the paper and see what the liberal preachers are going to preach on for resurrection. They really have a problem there. And my wife thinks I indulge my flesh at that time because I have to laugh at some of the subjects. Here years ago in Southern California, a preacher, liberal preacher, he had it in the paper. His subject was, Easter is a time of flowers. Oh, my friends, don't you imagine that was a virile, robust sermon? May I say to you, no wonder we've got so many sick saints today being given that kind of poison soup. Or as Dr. Stewart, a great Methodist evangelist in the South years ago said, he says some sermons don't have enough gospel in them to make soup for a sick grasshopper. And that is true today. What a glorious thing the ministry of the Apostle Paul was here. Now, he says, I've done this as a father to you, you see. Verse 12, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and his glory. May I say to you, you're to walk worthy. This is the thing Paul said to the Ephesians, you remember. As a prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the high calling wherewith you're called. Now, the kingdom here refers to the millennial kingdom, and the glory refers to the eternal kingdom. In other words, get a perspective, friends, of God's great plan and purpose. In other words, live in the light of eternity.